Hi guys, welcome back to the show. We're just jumping in. I don't know if you listened to the episode last week, but last week I talked about how I am still trying to figure out exactly where I want, like, what the show is and how exactly it can keep impacting people and, well, making sure that I'm just like doing whatever God tells me to do with this show as I am developing as a performer myself. I'm wanting to bring you along the journey if you are just starting to sing and dance and perform and explore the performing arts and use your creative gifts. You want to live a creative life just like I do, and you're wanting to get started there. Like, I want to be on that journey with you. I'm just a little bit, ahead on the journey, but I'm still growing. I'm still going with you, and I want to keep sharing and keep encouraging, but I'm not really sure if I'm doing it so perfectly yet. I'm not really sure, if I'm, if the show, how the show can be of the best and greatest help. So I'm still trying to sort that out. I'm still trying to figure that out. And part of that is that I'm just trying to have fun with it again and just like not have to make it, so perfect. And I don't know. I'm done with the intro music. Maybe I'll bring it back again. I don't know. Maybe I'll bring it back. Maybe I will do a different type of intro. We'll see. But as of right now, no intro music. We'll come back to that. We will revisit. But let me know if you think I should do intro music. I don't know. Where I am now is I just want to be very real and honest and share my journey on this show and hear from other artists, hear from artists, hear from people who know more than I do and learn from them myself and share that with you guys as well. And so that's where I am at. I'll come back with intro music. Maybe I'll do something different. I don't know. Maybe it won't be music. Maybe it'll just be me talking. Or maybe there will be music, but I'll be saying something different. I don't know exactly. I'm gonna figure that out. I think it'll be shorter though. But let me know what you guys think. Should it be shorter or no music? You can come DM me on Instagram, okay? I am still figuring all that out. I want to have fun with it. I want it to be fun. I want it to be something that we can get to know each other through. Like, you can learn and be encouraged and be inspired, but you can always feel free to talk back to me and share and let me know what your thoughts are, that kind of thing. So just try to figure out how to go about that. One thing I did want to share for this episode with you guys is something that I think I definitely need to hear and have needed to hear and have done and gone through and done again and again and again. And that is when it comes to really re-inspiring yourself, like re-lighting that fire. Relighting the fire and the flame that you have when it comes to performing and singing and the arts. Because at some point in all the busyness of life and all the chaos and all the different details and tasks and things that you have to do, you're definitely going to experience lack of inspiration, right? You're not always going to feel motivated and you're not always going to feel inspired, and that's on period. But you still have to, keep disciplining yourself to do the work as a performer, to do your practice time, to do, the creative work that you want to do, to develop, to take classes, to take voice lessons, to share, singing online and singing in person and still go to rehearsals. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your focus is as a creative right now, there are disciplines that you will have to set in place. But and those disciplines are important because you will not always feel inspired to do them. So it's good that you already have those disciplines in place and you have accountability around that already. Okay? If you need accountability, if you need community, if you need support, come to the Sing Confidently course. Okay, there's a Facebook group that goes along with it, and I'm there to help you and to provide that support along with other people in the course. So there's that. But outside of that discipline and having those that community and accountability, you're not always going to feel inspired to even do those things that you want to do, that you know that you need to do to get to the place that you want to be as a creative, as you're just starting in this journey. And so if you need some help when it comes to getting inspired again, usually, like, if you're a beginner, like, you're already feeling inspired, but there are still going to be days, like, it might just be a day, it might just be an hour, it might just be a week, but they're gonna come where you are not always feeling that inspired, and so you want to get inspired again. So here's something that you can think about. Here's something that will truly help you if you take it and run with it. So what you want to do if you need to get inspired again is you want to think back. you want to think about what was that thing that kind of started it all, that really inspired you from the very beginning. So if you were, if it was like when you were younger, what was it that like really inspired you and got you into performing in general? Was it like watching a show, like watching High School Musical? Like, was it, you know, going to a dance class? Is that what inspired you to even just start exploring musical theater in general? Or was it, watching a choir perform? What was it that really inspired you? So for me, when I think about the going to the beginning, I always think about, you know, taking my first dance classes. And I always think about like my first recital that I remember and how I was so scared. I was really young. I was like maybe 4 or 5, but I was really young. And I remember being like backstage. I don't know where this memory came from, but I just remember being backstage and being so scared and like not wanting to go on stage. I don't know if I actually did go on stage. I think eventually I did, but like maybe I missed one of the dances because I remember being so shy. And like, but after that, like, I loved dancing. I loved performing. We would like dance in different places, different locations and stuff. And I just loved it. And from there, I started singing and then started acting as well. But I just always think about like dance was like the first kind of entryway. And in addition to that, when I think about for singing and acting and performing, I think about shows like High School Musical and the Cheetah Girls and those movies from back then when I was younger that I watched that like just made me love like musicals really, and made me love, like, I didn't even know musical theater, like I couldn't even like say that terminology per se back then, but like I knew that it was like musical, and I was like, I love musicals, like I like that, I like singing and acting and dancing like all at once, like that was so cool to me. And so going back to those shows is one thing. In addition, like, it could be like musical content, so maybe you like watching interviews, like maybe it was like a particular interview with, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm just saying that because I just started watching an interview with Lin-Manuel Miranda on YouTube. But like maybe it was like a particular interview, or you know, you watch the Tony Awards one year, you watch the Oscars one year, and you're like, wow, that's so cool. And that's what got you inspired and got you like so excited to explore music and dance. Whatever it is, you know, think back to that beginning, and I would say try that thing again. When it came to professionally pursuing the performing arts and like what inspired me to do it professionally, of course there was all that stuff that I'd done that I talked about, like growing up, you know, taking dance, watching those musicals, but it was also like watching and listening to shows like Hamilton, and also like it was watching musical content, like on seeing people who were also loved shows like Hamilton and seeing that, oh wow, they're actors, they're performers, and they're actually pursuing a career in the performing arts. I was like, wow, that's so cool, like that's possible. It showed me what's possible. It showed me that you know, people are doing it and it's hard, and there's, you know, there are so many challenges, but like it is possible for you to actually pursue this if you are intentional about it, and there are ways that you can do it and different, you know, different ways that will work for the lifestyle that you want. And I was like, wow, this is actually like real, like there are real people who even look like me. I could even see some creators who look like me, who were children of immigrants, who were Black women, you know. And I was like, oh wow, that's really, it really inspired me. So going back to that, once you've thought about that and you thought about what is that thing for you, maybe it is watching musical theater, TikTok, you know, content, or music, watching musicals in general, watching shows, you know, going to live theater. Maybe that's what inspired you from the very beginning. Think back to what that thing was and go and do that thing. Okay, maybe you can't actually go to a live show right now, but watch, you know, look up on YouTube, like musical, you know, and just see like some clips from musical shows that you love or whatever it is. Look up, you know, musical theater content online and dive into that. If that was what was inspiring to you in the beginning, if it was a dance class, go and take a dance class, look up a free dance class online and see if you can join it. take a dance class virtually. It doesn't matter. But whatever that thing was from the very beginning that inspired you, make sure you think back to that thing and then go and do it. Even if it's in a small way, try doing that thing again and see if that will not inspire you. That will get you inspired again because it's what inspired you from the very beginning. There is something that is core about that memory, that is core about that experience that you had from the beginning when you first watched that musical that inspired you, or you, when you first watched that Emmy performance, whatever it is, go back, look up that particular year of that Oscars and watch that again if that's what inspired you. Go back to that thing and then do it again and see if that does not give you that jolt of inspiration that you need, that jolt of motivation that you need to keep going, to keep singing, to keep performing, to keep taking dance classes, to keep taking voice lessons, to keep investing in your creative gifts. See if that doesn't inspire you. It will. I really believe it will. I really believe it will. That's my number one, like, that is my one tip for today, like, to get you inspired as a performing artist. Think back to what it was that inspired you from the very beginning. Go all the way back if you need to. And try doing that thing. Try experiencing that thing again. Recreating that moment for yourself again, if need be. And let that inspire you again. I really think it will help. And let me know if it does. Let me know if that really does kind of give you that inspiration you need. I would love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at Estelle F. Berry. It's my, just for my first and last name. Or Creatively Performing Arts. That's the studio name. I'm both places. So let me know what you think. But I really think this will help. Like, if you're lacking inspiration, do both of these things and just try it out and see. I truly think that you will feel inspired again. So I hope this helps you. I hope this encourages you. And I can't wait to see what you do when you do get inspired again. Like, maybe you'll write a song. Maybe you'll choreograph a dance. I don't know. Tell me what you do. But, like, get inspired and then go and create more work and create more art and grow more and develop more and put yourself out there more. And I'm here cheering you on. I'll be here again next week by the grace of God, cheering you on and helping to support you in this journey. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope this helps. If you have any thoughts about moving forward, what you want to hear on the show, let me know. I just want to hear from you, and I would love to keep sharing and keep showing up. And yeah, thank you so, so much for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so, so much for listening to today's episode and to this show. I'm so in awe of you for being here and showing up for your creative gifts. That takes courage. Don't forget to join the Performing Arts community on Facebook for support and inspiration as you continue on your journey. If this episode helped or inspired you in any way, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone. It means so, so much. Thank you again, and don't forget to keep singing, acting, dancing, performing, and living creatively. Talk to you next time.